Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
The Brian Piccolo Award is given to one rookie and one veteran who show the courage, loyalty, dedication, teamwork, and sense of humor of the late Brian Piccolo. Brian's family and friends attended the ceremony where Jordan Mills and Josh McCown were given the honor.
It's the 16th game of the year. We're playing the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Mills goes out to start his last regular season game of his rookie year. And the courage that this guy has, he breaks his foot in pregame. He shakes it off. He goes in. He tapes it. He comes back out and he plays. He comes off and he says, "My foot's broken." I said, "When did you break your foot?" He said, "Pregame." I said, "How do you break your foot and play in the first series?" But that's the courage that he exemplifies. That's why the team chose him.
So, Jordan, how does it feel to be the recipient of the Brian Piccolo Award?
It's very humbling and honoring just to be picked out of, you know, the 13 rookies that were well-deserving as I was of the award, and have my other, the veterans and my other teammates vote for me also. And, you know, just to see Virginia McCaskey and the McCaskeys there and the Piccolo family and, you know, just talk about a person that, you know, personified what a bear truly was. It was, you know, a moment I would never forget.
A total of 60 different Bears have won the award named after Brian Piccolo. He joined the Bears in 1965. He wasn't selected in the NFL draft, but the Bears signed him as a free agent and he made the team. In his fourth season, Piccolo was diagnosed with cancer. He died at age 26, leaving behind his wife, Joy, and three daughters. So, Joy, tell me just how it feels to be at Hallis Hall back again with the McCaskey family for another Brian Piccolo Award ceremony.
Well, it's incredible. Many, many years, well over 40 years of this award. It just shows me how much they care. And there have been times when I thought, well, maybe we needed to go away. And it's been just a beautiful tribute. And so much has happened because of it. You know, I'm grateful. I really am. I never dreamed in a million years we would do as much as we have in his name.
The Brian Piccolo Cancer Research Fund supports research at its partner institutions, Rush University Medical Center and Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute.
So what we've done is the only thing that makes sense. You know, and the money we've raised and the difference we've made in cancer research and the people we've helped and the odds that we've changed, that's the reason. That's the only, and that's how you carry on.
What does it feel like for you to come to the ceremony and just to see your father's legacy live on?
It's amazing. I mean, I was 3 years old when he passed away. And so much of this has just been my life. It's all I know. All of my earliest memories are of being a part of the McCaskey family and the Bears family. And, you know, being at these ceremonies, not quite understanding them, but now I just have such a different perspective, you know, as a grown-up and looking at my own children and watching them soak it all up.
How would you say you're strengthening his legacy even more by passing it along to your kids and bringing them with you to so many of these great tributes to Brian?
You know, when they were little, they would just say things like, well, yeah, you know, Brian Piccolo is my grandfather, but they didn't understand it. Now they call him Grandpa Brian, and it's, oh, look, I found him in the mural, and I, you know, and, you know, when they actually watched the piece that you did on St. Thomas Aquinas, on TV, and it was really neat because I had my boys on that field and they were running patterns and, you know, playing like they play in our backyard, but they were actually on the field that's named for their grandfather.
What do you remember most about Brian? What qualities?
He just always smiled, and he was very kind and just determined. You know, he was just so determined. Nothing was going to get him down. And he would always tell me not to worry about this, not to worry. It's going to be okay. Well, whatever, it was okay. It was a big chapter in our lives. And he just believed in himself. And that was just so strong. And I'd like to see that in my children. Very positive. You know, he was just a very special person. And it radiates through these other men. I can see why they're chosen when I sit there and listen to their speeches. It's very warming to me.
to be a Bear. Got hurt, he stepped up when his name was called, and all I wanted to do is just come here and do my best and be a great teammate and just help the Bears get a championship.
The veteran recipient, Josh McCown, is now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jay Cutler accepted the award on behalf of McCown and read a statement from the former Bears quarterback.
2013 will always be regarded as a special season of life for me because I learned so much. Coach Trestman said many times, but one of us does affect all of us. That's what makes receiving this award so humbling because I feel like we did it together.
When I come here to Hallis Hall and I see all their tributes, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And to have the honor of knowing Coach Hallis as well as I did was just amazing. Where most people were terrified of him, he was just very warm. He was very good to us. And he used to tell Brian not to worry. You know, we're going to take care of you. And he got us to Sloan Kettering and helped start everything that's happened. So it's, you know, it's been good. It's a very strong family relationship. That's how I would describe it.
Anthony, you won the Brian Piccolo Award back in 2010. How did it feel to receive that honor?
It felt great because as a nose guard, we're kind of like the unsung heroes of the team, so we don't get a lot of recognition. So for me to get that award and named after Brian Piccolo, I mean, it was great for me. 2010 was a rough season for me. Had a couple of deaths in the family. So for me to receive that award and be there in front of my teammates, in front of Brian Piccolo's family, meant a lot to me.